Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jody Ebert, a third-generation volunteer with Washington County 4-H, in honor of National Volunteer Week. This week is National Volunteer Week, and a program that you're really involved in and your family is really involved in is 4-H here in Washington County. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do now?
Yes, I am a 4-H leader, and I do that with my mom. So we are leaders of the Washington Hustlers 4-H Club. We meet once a month, and we have about 30 members in our club, and so we lead the meetings and do activities with our club. I am also the photography superintendent. Again, my mother and I do that together, and so that means we are in charge of the photography project at the fair. So we do the preparation days for that, such as mounting day and some workshops throughout the year, and then make sure that the photography projects at the fair are set up. And then I am also a member of the youth committee, which is a group of adults who kind of oversee 4-H and make decisions and things to make sure that we're doing what we can in the best interest of the youth in the 4-H program here in Washington.
And Washington has a really strong 4-H program, especially when you look across the state, especially when numbers are concerned. What is it like to have such a big club?
It can be a challenge. We really enjoy having a lot of kids in our club, though, because it makes it fun and keeps things interesting. We're lucky. We have a lot of families where there's two, three, sometimes even four siblings in a family that's in our club. So while we do have large numbers, there's not necessarily that many different families that we're dealing with. And so it makes a really unique situation where we have a lot of participation with parents and things. And so there is a lot of support. It can be a challenge to plan activities and things to make sure that everyone is having an opportunity to participate, but we also are able to do a lot of things with so many people. So,
and 4-H covers quite a bit from agriculture to photography. Mm-hmm. Can you highlight some of the activities that you do throughout the year?
Our 4-H club does a community service project in March where we go and play bingo with Halcyon House residents. So that is one of our community service projects. We also collect canned food at Christmas to give to HACAP. We encourage our kids to participate in workshops. The workshops are led mainly through the Extension office, and so we encourage our kids to attend those because, like you said, there are so many different areas in 4-H that we can't be an expert in all of them. I would say we know a little bit about a lot of things, but we encourage our kids to reach out and touch base with those experts at those workshops so that they can get the information that they need to be successful in those project areas, whatever that might be at the fair, whether it's cooking or sewing something, building something, or showing any sort of livestock.
And what's it like doing this with your mom?
It's a lot of fun. My mom has always been involved in the photography project, and my grandma was involved before her, and so it's always been kind of a family affair. My cousins were in the same 4-H club as I was, and so we have been having the family tradition of 4-H for a long time, but it's a really neat opportunity because my mom and I work so well together, both with as leaders and superintendents, and it's fun for her to share some of the things that she did when she was in 4-H and how things have changed, and then I'll sometimes bring up some new ideas how we can maybe change it and make things better. And so it's a really fun opportunity that we get to share our passion for 4-H with the kids that we work with and that we get to do that together.
And if somebody's listening and they think maybe their child would be interested, or a student's listening and they think maybe this is something I want to try, what would you say to them?
I would say try to find someone that is either, if you're a student, try to find someone who you know in your class is involved in 4-H. Kindergarten through third graders can participate in Clover Kids, and then fourth grade through 12th grade can participate in 4-H. And there's a lot of kids who are in 4-H and you might not know it, so you might just need to ask around. If parents are listening and they're interested in getting more information for their child, they can contact the Extension office at 653-4811, and they will give you all the information that you need. It can maybe be kind of a scary concept for people who aren't familiar with it, but the Extension office staff is wonderful and will help you every step of the way, and as well as all the volunteers and parents that are involved in 4-H, we would be more than happy to help you and give you information so that you can get involved with this great program.
And lastly, before I let you go, the fair is coming up pretty quickly. What is your favorite thing when it comes to the fair?
Oh, geez. I love everything about the fair. I have a nickname of Fair Rat, which means I am at the fair all the time doing everything from helping my 4-H club members with things, doing youth committee duties, or just checking in the office as a volunteer saying, hey, what needs done? I'm usually there from early in the morning till late in the afternoon, and My favorite event would probably be, I love the hog show because I used to show hogs, and then judging day, which is the Saturday before the fair where all the kids bring in their projects and get to showcase what they've done. That is also one of my favorite things to see.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Jody Ebert, a third-generation volunteer with Washington County 4-H, in honor of National Volunteer Week. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.